Hi, I'm John Follett, editor of Designing for Emerging Technologies. With me today is Dirk Niemeyer, who's the founder of Involution Studios, and he's one of the book's contributing authors. Dirk's essay explores the changing role of design in emerging technology, which we're going to explore a little bit in our interview today. Dirk, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Nice to be here.
So you discuss two fundamental issues regarding the design of emerging technologies. These are the convergence of disparate technologies, meaning robotics, synthetic biology, additive fabrication, advanced computing, all coming together, and then the increasing scientific and engineering complexity required to work with each of these technologies. How do you see this convergence and increased complexity changing the role of both design and the designer?
Well, the impact is massive. We're coming from a period in time where the things that are being designed are things like websites, or things like, let's go to a higher level of complexity in terms of what's being done currently, and we're talking about things like enterprise software, something that, we worked on, a product lifecycle management software, which is just big, meaty, hairy, tough software. But while it's tough as software, it's not rocket science beyond that. At the end of the day, it's about understanding a workflow, understanding use cases, organizing them, designing them, and making them work. What's really daunting and exciting about the emerging technologies that are coming forward is they are layering a pretty meaty and complex and disparate, really scientific aspects into the things that are being done. And so, two of those that I like to talk about the most are genetics and synthetic biology. When you have devices that are ultimately hardware that are integrating into our body. Let's talk about implantables, which are, not mainstream at the moment, but it's pretty close down the road that they will be, and how those can, first of all, they have to fit in with human biology and physiology and, the material science, all that stuff has to work together. But if you then also bring the genetic aspect into it and make those implantables really optimized for my specific genetic code and makeup, like the comparison of complexity of that digital product to this product lifecycle management software, which itself took massive teams of people to design and engineer, it's orders of magnitude more complex. And so that puts a tremendous onus on and challenge to designers and the design and creationary process all the way through.
Yeah, I believe the challenges in front of us in terms of putting together those teams to tackle, just the kind of problems that you're describing, that's going to be a sea change in the way that design is handled. So you highlight three trends for designing in emerging technologies. You talk about, in your essay, engineers as visionaries and creators, designers as engineers, and engineers as scientists. So let's break that down a little bit and talk about each of these trends, starting with engineers as visionaries and creators. What do you mean by that that statement?
So if we go back to the beginning of the development of computing technologies, and I'm not going back to Ada Lovelace, but I'm going back to the early to mid 20th century, there were no designers unless you happen to be calling your engineer a designer. The person who was, in modern parlance, quote unquote, designing the stuff, the hardware, the software, the stuff that was going on, was the engineer inventor. Like the idea of a separate person who's titled as a designer, who is working ideally closely with, or at worst, in parallel to the engineers who are really making something work, is a real modern invention in the context of digital technologies. I mean, in software, for example, you didn't see these people being designers as mainstream, common parts of the process until the 1990s, despite the fact that for many decades, software was getting made and getting built. And so we're with this complexity. It's going to become so complex that the amount of people who are qualified to participate in the project at a certain level, who understand the different technologies in a way that they can juggle them and make them happen, it's not going to be most everyone on the team, because these are things that are really freaking hard to learn in the first place. And the types of thinking styles, the types of learning styles and brain patterns that are most conducive to really learning about and understanding and incorporating things like synthetic biology and genetics into their work are more engineers, not so much designers. Most of the people who call themselves designers or are at sort of another level out, UX people in some way, shape, or form, are really unlikely to have degrees that have to do with science or engineering. They're really likely to have degrees pertaining to the liberal arts or design and art, even just art more specifically. And they've gone in that path because their makeup and how they learn what they're able to learn nimbly and well are not things that have to do with really hard, crunchy science. So the engineer more and more is going to be in a position, those engineers who dare to dwell in this space and dare to learn about these things and really become expert, it's sort of a back to the future where they're going to be the pioneers who are creating these things, up to a point at least, largely on their own as, you know, as the rare individuals who have this expert and advanced knowledge. So that's kind of where I was going with that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So the next trend you talk about is designers as engineers. How do you see that particular trend playing out?
Right. So we're already seeing a convergence of engineering and design. You know, I mean, listen, we've been talking about it for a decade, that designers need to know how to code, if you're a digital designer at least. And now, indeed, that's the case. I mean, designers get it, and they're out there, and they're learning to code. Well, that, to remain relevant, to remain a meaningful part of the creationary process in these more complicated contexts, that's only going to accelerate. And designers are going to need to see themselves, you know, as engineers, maybe as much, if not more, than as designers, in order to be relevant in participating in the design and creation within the world of emerging technologies that are coming forward today.
And lastly, Dirk, you refer to engineers as scientists. How do you think that will happen?
Yeah, so that's getting back a little bit to the first point, where engineers are going to be forced to get into the hard sciences at a pretty crunchy level, you know, not at the level of the, you know, the paragon genetics expert, but certainly at a level beyond a 100 level class, if they're going to be creating in these really complicated contexts. So again, you know, I talked about how a decade ago, you know, we were saying to designers, look, you got to learn how to code. Designers were kind of digging in their heels, and that's not how they saw themselves. And it only took, only over time, as they saw how technology was changing and the real imperative for them to have literacy and fluency and capability in terms of engineering technologies, did they sort of get on board. I think the same sort of thing is going to happen to engineers in an emerging technology context, where if you want to play, if you want to create the most bleeding edge, wild, amazing, exciting, crazy things, you're going to have to go back to school in a certain way, not necessarily formally, but you're going to have to get some real legitimate expertise in these highly complicated scientific contexts. And, you know, at the end of it, however all of this shakes out, I mean, by the time it's done, the engineers might be more calling themselves scientists more than engineers, as they see the evolution and the relationship between knowledge and understanding to creation and manifestation.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that there's a sea change coming in this type of knowledge work, and that there's going to be these hybrid opportunities where you're going to have a scientific background, but you're going to be doing engineering for synthetic biology, for instance. I truly believe that that's all just around the corner. And, you know, thank you so much, Dirk, for sharing your thoughts today on designing for emerging technologies.
My pleasure, John. Thank you.